this has a lot of fallout. It's one thing about this, as opposed to just a particular candidate. This issue reaches across both parties. Some support it in both parties. Some were against it from both parties. But it definitely has reach across the board. We're talking about, you know, taxes. We're talking about, you know, a higher sales tax. That affects some small businesses across Michigan. And illustrative, because this is National Small Business Week. And joining us now to discuss is the Capital Region Director for the Michigan Small Business Development Center. That is at Lansing Community College, Tom Donaldson. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Well, I appreciate you being here to talk a little bit about this. And, you know, sometimes we use these weeks to tee up a subject. It's not so much just about the week and that the week is special, but that the topic's important. And when you talk about small business, it is the economic driver of the country. It's hard to run away from that, but yet I think people forget that particular fact.
Yeah, it's so important, and that's why we wanted to kind of take this week to put a little extra emphasis on it. I think one of the big takeaways is 2 out of 3 new jobs in this country created by small businesses, and that's pretty important. That's what we're all about is job creation that drives the economy. If someone's working, they're out spending money, and that's good for everybody. We also know that, you know, every big business, all the Microsofts and Apples and Dow Chemicals and Ford Motors of the world, they all started as a small business at one time. And so if we can plant a lot of seeds with a lot of, you know, successful small businesses out there, some of them are going to grow up to be larger businesses and bigger employers.
That's funny. It's funny you mentioned that because, you know, one of the ironies I saw in looking in this story was online with Entrepreneur Magazine, and there's the headline. It says National Small Business Week. Presented by PNC Bank.
Right, which, right.
And I, you know, I looked at that, and I think you would just go past it. I said, well, there's irony. And yet there's a truism there, too, that small businesses frequently, because if they need a banker, they've got to get capital to start up. There's a synergy between small businesses, those who employ 8 or 10, and big business as well.
Well, it sure is. Oftentimes, small businesses are seeking customers from the big businesses. We work with a lot of businesses here in Lansing area that at Lansing Community College that are selling to you know, the tier one auto suppliers,
right,
that are selling to the state of Michigan or Department of Defense or Sparrow Hospital, other bigger companies out there, bigger organizations. And so, you know, there's this there absolutely is a symbiotic relationship between big and small business.
And some of those contracts, perhaps with those folks, there's some profit there that maybe they can cut the margin a little lower with working with another business-to-business locally, somebody who might be struggling, they really want to help. See, I mean, it gives you some flexibility when you've got that big and small relationship.
Well, it does. And that's the thing that we hear again and again with small businesses. Is you hit the nail on the head. It's flexibility. They can turn on a dime. They, you know, the owners here, they're the one doing the negotiation. And when they see an opportunity, they can jump on it. Whereas sometimes big corporate America, you know, you've got committees, you've got tiers of management, and the wheels turn slowly sometimes. So that is an advantage that small business has. We sometimes see them all teaming up, working together, forming strategic relationships where, you know, a web developer teams up with a database expert who teams up with a marketing PR firm, and together they put together the final product for one of these larger companies.
What are you guys doing with the Small Business Development Center to highlight local and Michigan small businesses this week?
Well, we've been doing a social media campaign and really highlighting some of a handful, about 8 local businesses that we thought are unique, that we've done some work with, and kind of pushing out information about them and spotlighting some of them this week. You know, we've got companies like Cruise Pets. If you haven't been there,
great partner of ours here.
Unbelievable shopping experience, not to be missed. You know, also over there in that Old Town area, you've got Message Makers and really doing some creative, award-winning marketing and communication services. They have clients around the world, and that's kind of cool too when we've got local businesses that really are doing business outside our local region and really have a national working on a national scale.
How does your center help these businesses? What's your hands-on part each day? We're running low on time here, but I want to make sure that you're able to tell that part of the story.
Well, you bet. You know, you mentioned Capital earlier, PNC Bank, and, you know, it takes money to make money, is the old saying. And so oftentimes when a business has growth opportunities, they need to raise some capital to do it. And that sort of takes them out of their normal work frame. And so we can help them get that capital that they need, put together the plan, the financial projections, that sort of thing. We also help with business strategy. We've got a lot of market research data available that can help, you know, picking that new location, looking at certain new markets to expand into, comparing your financial performance against industry medians to see, hey, there's some areas of opportunity to improve upon, things like inventory turnover, you know, debt-equity ratio, all kinds of other kind of business ratios that bankers like to look at. We can help businesses through that, help them get a greater understanding so that they can run their business more effectively.
Yeah, because obviously you're trying to, you know, unless status quo is important to you, you're trying to, and for some it is because they, I know there's businesses who say, I just can't afford to get any bigger. I don't have, I want it to be a family business. I don't want to let the ring go out and get larger. I get that, but a lot of places, they want growth and they want to expand. They want to, you guys can help them do that, right?
We sure can. We sure can. We can help them think through some of those tough decisions. It's confidential. We've been here at LCC for over 30 years.
And how do they reach you? The online website?
Yeah, website is SBDC, like Small Business Development Center, Michigan.org. Or they can contact LCC and they'll connect us. 483-1921 is the local number.
All right, very good. Tom Donaldson, Capital Region Director of the Michigan Small Business Development Center. They're celebrating this week National Small Business Week. Almost 60% of our nation's workforce employed by a small business. If you don't think it's important, you haven't been paying attention. Tom, we appreciate you being on the program.
Thanks so much, Dave.